said that I'm not supposed to be dead.
That's essentially correct.
That's exactly what you said. Now what exactly do you mean?
Just relax.
I've heard that before.
As I understand it, this kind of mix-up happens perhaps once every 100 years. You were injured and near death, but you lived. Or rather, this is hard to explain. You didn't survive the crash because you ended up in Deadland, but you were supposed to, right?
I don't know. You're the one telling the story.
Okay, just take my word for it. You should still be walking the Earth, but there was a follow-up and you arrived in Deadland. Now this poses a knotty problem for the authorities here.
I guess.
And they don't handle it with grace.
What do they do?
They kill you, quickly.
Well,
I read a book about it once.
If I'm not supposed to be dead, I want to go back.
You can't.
Why not?
I don't know, you just can't. It can't be done. Now are you paying attention? Good. The corn man obviously thought bringing you here was a good idea. And I assume that he had some kind of long-range plan. But he's not here right now, and I have no idea what to do with you.
You acted perplexed when you found me. But you knew all along.
Well, what was I supposed to say?
Well, how about you shouldn't be here?
That would have helped.
So if anyone discovers me, they'll kill me dead.
If the bureaucrats from heaven or limbo catch your scent, they won't rest to tell your history. You're bad for their public image.
Why didn't the corn man tell me?
He obviously had some plan. If only we knew what it was.
The corn man obviously thought we'd figured it out after him.
Why is that?
He surrendered to Colonel Betty without a fight. He just waved goodbye and went back to the cookie jar. The corn man knew we'd figure it out.
Let's think this through, step by step. Why Chalktown?
He said it was the best choice for escape.
Nonsense. We could have easily slipped into Bill's Valley.
Huh? He said there's a 20-foot high wall.
Well, he lied. There's just a big swamp. That means he wanted you to end up in Chalktown.
Right.
Which brings us to where we started. Why?
Do you know anyone here?
Not really.
Did he?
Maybe. I just don't know.
Hey!
It's a policeman from Chalktown. We must be near the edge of the junkyard. Hello?
Who goes there?
Two travelers from Tiny Town, officer.
Oh, I see. Well, hello. You're lucky to be alive. That's a perilous crossing through the junkyard.
You can say that again.
What happened to your foot?
I stepped on a nail.
Yuck! Have you been to Chalktown before?
No, we haven't.
Well, enjoy your stay. Listen, we're on the lookout for two travelers passing through the junkyard this way, a man and a woman.
Really?
Now, the border guards got a phone call from Colonel Betty over in Tiny Town. It seems these two did a lot of damage before escaping into the junkyard. Says they set a bunch of animals on fire.
Well, we haven't seen anyone in days.
They answer the names Abdul and Barney. Not sure which one's which. The girl has dark hair and wears a sombrero. The guy's in a sport jacket. Kinda like you two. Anyway, keep your eyes peeled for him.
Will do, officer.
What's in the bag, young lady?
Vulture meat.
Time to throw it out. It's stinking. Get rid of that outside city limits. We've got ordinances against rotten meat carried in public.
I'll do that, officer.
Good, good. Well, you kids have a nice day. Chalktown's just around that last bend. Bye now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
That cop was really dumb, Abdul.
Colonel Betty called the Chalktown Border Guards. They're looking for us.
Well, they're all like him.
They're not, trust me. Colonel Betty tipped them off.
Does she know about me?
If she puts two and two together, but she's not too bright. More likely, she wants us arrested for the jailbreak.
Poor corn man. He's got it rough back in Tiny Town.
We'll rescue him, Barney, just as soon as we figure out why we're here. Let's go into town and get a room and a decent meal.
I'm all for that.
Well, time's wasting. Let's move, Shiggle Gruber.
I guess you could call Chalktown a ghostly shadow of Las Vegas. It's a thriving hotspot in Deadland, designed as a tourist resort and a den of sin. Everywhere there are casinos and brothels and hamburger stands. No cars, of course. There are no cars in Deadland. No guns either. Apparently gunpowder only works on Earth, but it's a rough place. Abdul and I passed Government Row, saw the ambassador from Purgatory staggering out of his embassy. We got a room with what little money Abdul had. The change bought two burgers and we shared a milkshake. It tasted good after 2 days of vulture pate and rainwater.
Hey.
What?
Ready to go?
Go?
I thought we might try and catch a show, relax, maybe see Charles.
Charles's still alive.
Well, if she was dead, she'd be playing Chalktown. Come on, get up.
I'm tired.
Barney, we're here for a reason. It ain't gonna find us. We've gotta find it. So get up.
You go on. I need some sleep. Oh, hey.
I said get up.
Get off me.
Up! Get up! I have a life, Barney. Just because you are content to lay around like a useless ball of dried up dog poop on a bed rented with my money doesn't mean that I have similar goals in life. I want to get back to Tiny Town as soon as possible and resume what I was doing before being so rudely interrupted by your arrival. Now get up. Get up!
You can't go back to Tiny Town.
That's all part of the plan, Barney. I see it now. That's the tail end of the corn man's plan. We return to Tiny Town, defeat Colonel Buddy, and set the place free. But before we tackle that project, we've got to fill in the middle.
Abdul?
Yes?
What's your life?
How's that?
What do you do? Who are you? All I know is that you live over Harriet's grocery store, that you died in the 1500s, and that you know an incredible amount about Deadland. Who are you?
I'm a historian. I've devoted my afterlife to solving the riddles of this place. Sounds incredibly cinematic, doesn't it?
Is that why you're with me?
The corn man, who is much older and wiser than me, thought it was important to bring you to Chalktown. So important that he lied to you to steer you this way, and I've never known him to lie about anything.
Wait.
He's crazy, I know, but there's just something about it.
What did he say?
Who?
The corn man! What did he say just before he got captured by Colonel Betty?
He said something about, easy, you got me, I'm an old man, right?
No, something else. Something about jewelry.
Jewel?
That's it! He said, the jewel.
Remember the jewel, yeah. So what's it mean?
I have no idea. But it's something at least. He yelled, remember the jewel to us as we ran away.
And we remembered, but we're no better off. What the hell's the jewel?
We'll find out. You know, Abdul, you look sort of cute in that sombrero.
Why, thank you.
I've been meaning to tell you.
Reed!
The cops!
Don't move, you two.
I don't know anything. We just got this room together. I don't know him. Never seen him before.
Cut the chatter. Abdul Robinson, get off that bed.
We've been found.
Yep.
All right, hands against the wall, both of you. One false move and I'll spear you like a toad. Spread those hands.
Run!
You thought you were so clever, didn't you?
Actually, no.
Now you slipped by me once, but it won't happen again. Read them their rights, Daphne.
You have the right to be killed and exit the multiverse in lieu of trial. You have the right to take up residence in purgatory in lieu of trial.
I'll take the trial.
Your choice, Barney Schickelgruber. How about you, Abdul Robinson?
Trial.
Good, both of you. Won't that be fun?
What's so fun about a trial?
Well, yeah. We run things different here in Chalktown. You're probably used to a judge and jury, right? Blind justice? Equality in the protection of the law?
Sort of.
Yeah.
We settle things differently here.
With our fists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You'll go to the arena.
The Big Sand Arena. Hold still while I cuff you.
And fight to the death. Survivors found innocent. And since there's two of you...
Oh, no.
We fight side by side?
No. You fight each other. Now move!
No, wait a second.